This place reminds me of a cemetery. It's quiet. There's the monuments to past lives. I mean, you look at these cars that have been crushed up or that have been involved in a traumatic accident, and you know they're not going to be cars anymore.
Rich Sutton is a night security guard patrolling a vehicle impound lot.
I mean, I've seen Cadillacs come in that have been crushed down smaller than some subcon packs. And I know that car's life is done. And there's some serenity about that.
This is a place where vehicles go to when they've been in accidents and when they've been abandoned. It's a place of broken down dreams, but with the rare chance that those dreams can be fixed. It's a place Rich relates to far too easily, as I should know. Why? Because I've lived it, you see. Rich is also my husband.
Well, right now I'm kicking the fence to make sure the places where it's bolted down hasn't gotten loose so people could push it over and get in and out. So what I do in a night is roughly every 30 to 45 minutes, I check the video monitors, making sure there's no activity on the lot. But the monitors sometimes don't give the whole story. So you physically have to leave the guard booth and walk down between the rows of vehicles and along the fence line to make sure no one's crawled under or over the fence.
Last July, we came to California to follow a dream. My dream, getting my master's degree. To do that, I quit my temp job and Rich quit his manager job at a security firm. We had friends and lives back in Kansas City, but had agreed that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for adventure.
Hey, I'm going to be putting some onions in this. How you feeling about that tonight?
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
My financial aid covered some of the cost of living, but not everything. Things got tight after a couple of months when Rich couldn't find a job right away. We were getting our groceries from food pantries and had to borrow money from friends and family just to pay rent.
It should be about 5 minutes.
His inability to find a job strained our relationship. The stress of moving out here, of whether or not following my dream will be worth the financial burden, and of whether or not I'll even be able to succeed, made Rich's job problems just one more level of tension for us.
I tried not to be picky. I really just wanted something. Because sitting at home, not helping out, it hurt. It was one of the most painful things. When I said when we came out here, I'd do whatever it takes to make things work out, and then became part of the problem, it killed part of me. So when I got a chance to do security, I leapt at it. And it's funny because I'm still looking for other stuff. It's one of those things that's becoming, California's becoming a kick in the junk.
If you could be doing any job that you wanted, what would it be?
If I could do anything, I'd want to be happy.
And what would make you happy?
To be honest, these days, being happy, I'm looking for it still. I had dreams and they kind of gone away.
In the end, I have to deal with the fact that Rich didn't move out here to be a security guard. He moved out here for me, for my dream.
I couldn't imagine leaving my arm in Kansas City, let alone letting my heart go to Los Angeles. Being with you makes me feel like I have purpose. Making you a cup of Kool-Aid or sitting through a really bad movie, or waiting for the trains to go by. The best part of my day is when I'm with you.
We're still waiting to see if our dreams can be fixed. In the end, it's really all we can hope for. Angie Fiedler-Sutton, Annenberg Radio News.